The lack of affordable housing in the Appleton area isn't as visible as it is in larger metro areas. But the director of the Housing Partnership of the Fox Cities says many working families are at risk of eviction. Kathy Camp says all it would take is an unanticipated medical bill for some people to lose their homes. And she says the situation could get worse if Congress passes a proposed budget that would cut the amount of Section 8 money. Camp says the program subsidizes rent.
We are actually at risk of losing 66 vouchers in our community over the next 12 months, and we just have about 575, so it's a pretty big percentage of what we get that we might lose because of budget cuts.
Wednesday's housing huddle will focus on the relationship between employment and housing. Camp says it would take a $10.38 an hour wage to afford the average two-bedroom apartment in the Fox Valley. She says many jobs don't pay that much. Ann Camp says the outlook over the next 5 to 10 years shows a shifting economy.
For example, there's been a decline in manufacturing jobs, which are typically high-wage jobs, and it's forecast that there's going to be an increase in service jobs, which are typically lower-paying jobs.
Wisconsin's Secretary of the Department of Workforce Development is the keynote speaker for the housing huddle. Roberta Gassman will talk about the serious link between housing and economic growth. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.